Morning. We got with us Bob DiBiasio of the Guardians. Brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby joins us this morning. On the road, Bob, I didn't know you picked up a job as a food delivery guy. We talked prior to this, but you're right. How many Chick-fil-A sandwiches does it take to feed a group of golfers that are taking place for the charity golf outing this morning?
Well, this morning, good morning, gentlemen. Yes. On my way to our Cleveland Guardians Charities golf outing at Quail Hollow, the 31st charity golf outing for us. And, there's three or four of us who are stopping at different Chick-fil-A's around Northeast Ohio, as they're a wonderful sponsor of ours. And I've just got a massive... one of those big warmers to keep them nice and warm as I'm driving to Quail Hollow. We'll have Dunkin' Donuts and a number of other friends of the Guardians greeting everybody to breakfast this morning. Then Delaware North, who handles all the food service at Progressive Field, will feed everybody all over the golf course today and afterwards. So, we're going to have lots of fun. We have about 40 celebrities, probably 45 celebrities, a whole ton of former Guardians players. We really have a whole lot of fun on this day and raise wonderful money for the benefit of the youth of Northeast Ohio.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit of how we're last time we spoke. We ended up going up against the Tigers here for this four games. Didn't work as well as we had hoped, but before we forget about that, let's talk about some of the off-the-field things that were going on the field, but before. Manny Ramirez, as well as Miguel Cabrera and his sort of final go-round with us at the Progressive Field. How was that put all together, last weekend?
Yeah, it was a wonderful ceremony. Dale Mitchell, probably the last piece of the 1948 World Series Championship Club that will be inducted into our Hall of Fame. Had a wonderful session with the Society for American Baseball Research, SABR, on Saturday at the Cleveland Public Library downtown with the Mitchell family, and talking about the 48 ball club and the pregame ceremony, which obviously included one of the greatest hitters of his generation, Manny Ramirez. Just so appreciative, so excited and honored to be inducted into our Hall of Fame, his teammates, just to see all the guys and their camaraderie that comes pouring back out when they all get together, you know, Sandy and Kenny and Carlos and Charlie. And last night we had a Guardians Charities event at the ballpark, and a number of other teammates were involved. And again, it's just so much fun to see those guys, you know, connect. You know, they don't live near each other these days, so we're the ones that actually bring them together for events like a Hall of Fame ceremony or a golf outing. It's awesome to see them connect.
Yeah, and also over this weekend, Miguel Cabrera, here's a little bit of yesterday's final
at-bat. Cabrera, this might be his final at-bat ever at Progressive Field. The pitch to him, and he rips one to right. Down the line it goes. Fair ball into the corner. Dug out by Gonzalez. He'll hold Cabrera to a long single. This would be a good time to bring him out with a pinch runner so maybe he could get a big ovation. Let's see what A.J. Hinch does. He was, yep, A.J. is going to get a pinch runner for Miguel Cabrera. He should get a heck of a hand from this crowd.
Well, we won't have to see him again. I mean, I didn't say that that way, but what he's been doing, terrorizing our team. But it was kind of fun, always honoring some special players. I'm sure it brought a lot of people out to the ballpark yesterday just to sort of see that. They had hoped for a better game. Our pitchers are somewhat... okay, it's just that where's our hits and our runs? I guess that's the story of the season, Bob.
Well, it really is just such an inconsistent offense. To have us dip 7 games below .500, we're 6 games back on this upcoming road trip. We go to Toronto and Minnesota. The next time we're home, we have Tampa Bay and Minnesota, have 6 against them. We want to make any kind of move. The next two series are going to play an impactful role in that. I can tell you that Miggy was very excited and appreciative of the guitar. There's different things that, you know, different ball clubs present to, you know, the star retiring player. And we've decided that the guitar, you know, being from Cleveland, Rock and Roll City, Hall of Fame, is probably more unique and appropriate. And on the guitar, we had a little notation that he had 26 home runs in Progressive Field, the most by any opposing player since that ballpark opened. So we were all sitting around saying, don't you dare hit a homer today.
Yeah.
We need to keep that. We don't need to edit the artwork on your guitar. But it was a fun ceremony. Jose Ramirez and Andrés Giménez, Brian Rocchio, Gabriel Arias were all out there to be part of that celebration. But the ball club struggling offensively. You know, it only took 4 runs to win each game in this 4-game set against Detroit. And so our pitching pretty much did its job, despite the fact we gave up early runs. It was just our offense was never able to kick in except for 1 inning. Well, we had that doubleheader. What was Terry's comment on the doubleheader? We had 6 hours of misery and then 10 minutes. We had 1 inning that we ended up scoring enough runs to win late. So we've got to get our offense in gear.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers are coming to town, so no easy task here, though. It's always fun to see an L.A. team come through here. Noah Syndergaard's scheduled to be the pitcher for tomorrow. He had interesting comments after one of his recent start, talking about it. He understands things aren't working well for him, and he's just, you know, kind of trying to get himself back together. It was kind of an emotional moment for him.
Yeah, I agree. You know, watching that interview and just seeing a young man who had been on top of the world in the game of baseball and then gets injured and now he can't do the things that he did before and trying to learn how to recreate himself on the mound because he can't be the Thor, you know, that everybody called him, throwing the thunderbolts, the 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and how do I, again, recreate myself to get people out consistently? That's not an easy task, and all we've done is sat with him and said, look, the best thing for you, we're not going to fill your head with a whole bunch of mechanical issues and things of that nature, watching a ton of video. Just go out and be an athlete. Go do what you do, and then we'll figure out from our end how we try to help fix you. So it's going to be interesting, him facing his former teammates. Dodgers come in here, one of the hottest teams in all of baseball. So we have a challenge in front of us for sure.
All right. Well, the challenge in front of you is not to eat any of that Chick-fil-A at the stoplight on your way to the Indians charity golf outing. Bob, we appreciate you taking some time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week. Go Guardians.